This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
It's a great pleasure to welcome to the show once again, although I've spoken to you before, Guy, but I don't think that Gabby has. The one and only Guy Sebastian, welcome.
Thank you.
Guy, every time we see you, you're looking fitter and fitter. What's going on?
It was probably a bit of a dip just not too long ago. Bit of a wine and chocolate phase that was probably out of stress from a pretty crazy three-year-old, but that's all right. I had a little men's health shoot. It all sort of happened by accident. My manager rang me and he said, "Oh, mate, these trainers want to train you for free." All I heard was for free.
I'm in.
So, yeah, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I went to meet the trainers and Men's Health were there. And they're like, "Oh, we're going to do a before and after shots."
God.
So I think it was actually good in hindsight because it gave me a bit of accountability. And I went hard. Like I didn't drink anything for 12 weeks. I worked out between 6 and 7 times a week.
Wow. But when you've got a magazine shoot in the horizon, it's a lot of motivation right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like I learned heaps. So I had these trainers, Chief and M, and they just taught me how to work out properly. And
so you're speaking highly of getting fit and all that kind of stuff, the benefits of. Are we going to see a fitness DVD by you sometime?
Oh, definitely not. Look, I did it pretty much just so that I could tour and sort of, I feel like I've got a good balance now.
I'm just saying, Body by Guy has a ring to it.
It does.
Speaking of being fit for your tour, though, your tour kicks off in Brisbane on the 2nd of November, which isn't far away, but your album, Conscious, isn't actually released until the 3rd. So if I come to your show, how am I meant to sing along to your songs?
Well, that's such a half-glass empty way of looking at it. You'll be the first person to hear this before anyone else. You'll hear these songs and then you'll get the album the next day or even at midnight that night.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be like, "Oh, yes, that song, I really liked that." And well, no, I didn't dig that one. I won't buy that one. You know, so I don't know. I'm kind of excited. It would have been nice if it was on the same day, obviously, but I think it's actually pretty cool now that I think of it. Like, I think people will know which songs they liked and, you know.
So, you're right. It'll be a good memento from the show.
Yeah, and there's other songs I'm singing. You know, I've got a bunch of other songs that I've released over the years that I'll be reimagining, and my band is killer. Like, I've put definitely way more focus on the sound of this tour and the look and the video content. I've shot a lot of the video content myself and just wanted to create a lot of art, I guess, happening behind me while the songs are happening on screen and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about kids and especially boys and how much they're super keen on doing a garden wee. Are your kids the same? Do you just send them outdoors?
Oh, they just piss anywhere. Yeah, they're pretty.
There's no rules.
and my youngest, he some people would say it's a bit late. He's 3, and he's finally, like, he's just been so attached to his nappy, and he's like, we've tried toilet training and stuff, and he just didn't want to bar of it. And then suddenly, he hates his nappy. So we're like, thank goodness. But when I say that, like, he just will whip it out anywhere. Like, I'm like, yeah, Archie, you have to tell us. Like, you have to go to the toilet. Like, you can't.
So he hates the nappy, but he doesn't like the toilet either.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to be told, like, where to piss. So he's sort of. Oh, it's such a different
world, isn't it? That's a disaster.
But it's good. I feel like we've, like, come to a really cool time. You know, Archie's, like, over his tantrums. And, like, I take Hudson fishing almost every weekend.
That's
cool. And like, we're just hanging out as boys. Like, it's such a sick little, you know, sort of daddy-son's time. And I love it.
Guy, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you this morning.
Thank
the album,
guys.
Conscious, comes out November the 3rd. Concert hitting the QPAC in Brisbane November the 2nd. GuySebastian.com for more details. Mate, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Do have some questions. Something for you to ponder across the weekend. If there's a lull in the conversation or you've got a bit of alone time, just ponder one of these questions.
Yeah, have a think.
That'll get you through. Of course, if you want to answer them straight away, you can. 13, 12, 16. If Gabby hasn't answered them first. You ready, Gabby?
Yes.
How can you tell if somebody isn't talking to you because they're super shy or because they're super rude?
Ask them?
Yeah, but if they're super shy, they may not answer.
If someone doesn't answer a question that you ask them, that's just rude.
Yeah, but what if that rudeness is unintentional because they're super shy?
Doesn't mean it's not rude. Just because the intention's not there to be rude, it's still rude. Like if you said, "Hey, how are you?" why aren't you talking to me? And they just went, walked away.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah, rude, but it could be super shyness.
Could be, still rude.
So with... So super shyness comes under the rude banner.
If they don't answer a direct question,
yeah,
then it could be rude, yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. What happens if two black cats walk across each other's path? Does it cancel out?
Well, I don't think cats are bad luck to each other.
How do you
I
know
thought it? That was just humans that are bad luck.
How do you know?
Get bad luck. Well, but they've got 9 lives, so does it matter if they get bad luck? Shake it off on the next life.
Maybe it's bad luck for all 9 lives.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do crabs think humans walk sideways?
Hmm. Probably.
They look up at us and go, hey, mate, you're doing it wrong?
Maybe. Do they think?
Don't know. Can't answer a question with a question, Kate. That's just rude. Or is that super shy?
Over the last couple of weeks, I've been exploring a new career path as an artist.
Yes.
And it's been quite successful. So it all began when I drew a picture of my puppy dog, Bear.
Yes.
And you thought it was horrific. I thought it was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. So I put it up on our Facebook page and I had up to about 45 to 50 people ask me to draw their pets.
Yes.
I've had so many more since then, but unfortunately I had to close off submissions because I just couldn't take on any more at this stage.
Right.
I could
work.
Open it again later down the track, but at this stage,
sticking
to the 45.
Yep.
And I've got maybe 15 drawings left to do that I haven't displayed yet on our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? I'm coming to the end of my artistic journey. I've really made a name for myself within the community because everyone's really loving them. I'm getting so much positive feedback.
Yeah.
So to take my artistic career to the next level, I decided I'm going to hold an exhibition.
No, you're not.
It's happening.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm in talks with a very prestigious establishment.
Yes.
Where I'm going to display my art.
No,
there was a lot of S's in that sentence. That was ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm going to display my art. It's going to be in a very public forum, so anyone is going to be able to come down and check it out. I will be there at the exhibition so that I can explain my motivation and explain, you know, my technique and all of that stuff in case you want to learn from my art.
Yeah.
And it's going to be brilliant.
Okay.
You've really made it in the art world when you have an exhibition.
Yeah, no, that's when somebody asks you, like commissions you to do an exhibition, rather than you going, I think I should and I will with my own work. That's not necessarily a sign that you've made it in the art world.
I commissioned myself to do an exhibition. It still counts, but I did go to the establishment and I said, hey, guys, do you reckon I could have an art exhibition here?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Yes, they signed on the dotted line and then they saw my art and they were like, whoa, what have I got myself in for? Too late, guys, you signed.
Signed.
It's happening.
All right.
It'll be next week. We'll have more details for you on Monday's show to when and where you can see them all. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be something.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.